and good evening. You are listening to The Queen's English, a comedy podcast. Writing, production, and Midnight Mass provided by David Underwood. Additional writing provided by no one in particular. It is the 12th of July, 2006. We are not amused.
Hello, good afternoon, evening, morning, or whatever the hell time it is, wherever you are. Good, just good, generally. That should be the new greeting. Good day, perhaps, or good night, no. Anyway, welcome to The Queen's English, my comedy podcast, which is now 1 month old. Which is astounding when you think about it, really. No, really, it is. Trust me, I should know. Yes, what else was there before we start? I am now listed on iTunes, so tell your friends that if they search for The Queen's English on Apple's iTunes software, they will find me and some other crap as well, probably, I don't know. But me, I'm the important one. Get them to sign up and listen to the show. I appreciate every single listener, all of you, even the Stib. Right. I'm going to stop babbling now. I'm going to do some comedy for you, and then you can come back afterwards, and I'll babble some more. How's that sound?
Get on with it!
Hello. My name is Dr. Watami, and I am here to deliver an important message to all parents listening who have children. It has come to my attention that today's youth have been enthralled by a phenomenon that has swept the nation unchecked. If it is not rooted out immediately, it could cause serious behavioural problems in children up and down the country. I am, of course, talking about Pokemon. Now, the makers of these games would have us think that they are harmless fun, and that they teach children values such as sharing and friendship. Other religious groups have been quoted as saying that these games are made by the devil, and are designed to turn youngsters into devout Satanists. This is, of course, complete poppycock, and such extreme values have no place in a sound, scientific environment such as ours. This is where I find fault with these games. It is obvious to me and several of my colleagues that the makers of Pokemon are deliberately using their creations to lead children astray from the path of science. Hard to believe, I know. After all that science has done for the human race, you'd think these people would have some respect. But nevertheless, they parade their false idols around, presenting them as fact, when in fact they are a complete debasement of scientific principle. Let me give you an example. One of these Pokemon goes by the name of Pikachu. He is described as an electric mouse capable of attacking opponents with sparks and bolts of electricity. I decided this would be a perfect place to start my research. After consulting several highly intelligent biologists and evolutionary specialists, I can categorically deny the existence of any such creature. The same goes for many other Pokemon. I decided to further my research using a more hands-on approach. Through my contacts, I obtained a selection of high-voltage transformers. Having viewed an episode of the TV show that accompanies these games, I deduced through observation that a current of 500 amperes would produce an effect similar to that seen on the show. I then tried to store that much charge in one of the test subjects, a white mouse called Miffy. The results, while spectacular, did not result in the desired effect. Instead, the mouse exploded. My final test involved the recreation of the Pokeball, which can apparently store any animal in the space the size of a tennis ball for retrieval at any time. To begin with, I was actually fairly successful in keeping a mouse inside a specially modified tennis ball for an extended period of time. Once again, though, the theories put forward by the Pokemon show fell apart once I tried larger animals. Interestingly enough, any animal larger than the size of a tennis ball did not in fact fit inside the tennis ball. In one final effort, I placed a salmon in a blender. Whilst this helped with the size problem, the only attack the salmon could use when retrieved was to hope that its opponent was small enough to drown in the pureed salmon. So, after extensive research, the final score is as followed. Science 3, Pokemon 0. I hope this presentation has been educational and informative. The owners of this establishment have informed me that anyone wishing to vomit should do so in the paper bags provided, as any stains left on the carpet will be taken out of my paycheck. Thank you and good night.
We interrupt your regular programming to bring you the following announcement by the Institute of Profanity Prevention.
Let's face it, today's society is rife with profanity. The time has come where a man cannot walk down the street without his ears being bombarded with expletives so vulgar that they make the deaf blush. In today's blasphemous society, nothing is taboo. But it doesn't have to be that way. The scientists here at the Institute of Profanity Prevention bring hope for the entire nation. Within the next 5 years, we aim to eliminate profanity from the streets of Britain altogether. This will be achieved thanks to the invention of our latest product, the Autosensor, or AC chip. Here's how it works. The Institute of Profanity Prevention has for many years been performing extensive and excruciatingly painful research into the workings of the brain. Don't worry though, our strict moral code means that before any of our procedures apply to human beings, we first test them out on football hooligans. Our research has led us to discover the area of the brain where profanities originate. The AC chip, when planted into this area, intercepts these profanities and replaces them with something far more palatable. Here is a recording of one of our test subjects to demonstrate.
What the flowers?
Did you flowering?
You to me, you
beehive,
sons of wheat.
Oh, flowering.
Kill the grape juice.
Not here.
What in
Jeff?
Why did you do to my
flowering?
Head.
Sherbet.
I can't feel my flowering.
Legs. As you can see, our trials have been a complete success. Now we're ready for a large-scale implementation, and with your help we can make our dream a reality. All we need is enough financial backing for a run of 100,000 AC chips to distribute to government officials for approval. Once that is achieved, the state will gladly fund our compulsory implementation program. Within 5 years, the streets of Britain will be free once again from profanity.
Flowers.
Yeah.
This has been an announcement by the Institute of Profanity Prevention. We now return you to your regular programming. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Questionnaire. I have with me this evening Dr. Arnold Limley. Dr. Limley, can you tell us what you're working on at the moment?
Certainly, John. As Professor of Theology at Oxford University, I have over the years read many religious texts, hundreds in fact, covering all the major belief systems and many more marginal ones. Looking back over my years of study last winter, I was amazed to discover that nowhere was there an account of the life of one man whose work has been the most profound effect on religious belief of the modern era. This man should be recognized as the prophet that he is. In fact, it is my view that his writings should be added to the Bible as a third testament.
Well, that's quite a claim. Who is this miraculous man?
So glad you asked. I doubt many of those listening, if any, will know of him. However, the very mention of his name already strikes fear into conservative Christians around the globe, and rightly so too, for what this man has to say will change the way the Christian faith is viewed forever. In fact,
yes, but who is he? Who is this effigy who will capture the hearts of men?
His name is Dan Brown.
Amazing. What?
You see? But I know, it's difficult to take in at first. Many of your listeners are probably asking themselves,
what evidence does this so-called professor have?
Well, friends, let me tell you. After a search that took me a full 8 months of travelling, interviews, dead ends and car chases, I came across this. Inside this box I have the only copy of a manuscript ever to be brought in front of the public. It is called...
It's the Da Vinci Code, isn't it?
The Da Vinci... How did you know? Have you been peeking inside my box?
No, I haven't, you nonce. Do you seriously expect me to believe that garbage you were babbling on about just now?
What do you mean? Are you calling me a liar, sir?
I should have known this would have happened. I should never have come here. You're one of them, aren't you? You're here to hide the truth from the people.
Oh, do shut up.
Ugh.
Let me look at that book.
No.
Give it here.
No, get off.
Aha.
Give that back.
Just as I thought. $6.99 from Smith's.
Ugh.
You, sir, are a fraud. I've got a good mind to call the police.
No need for that, sir. We're already here.
Dr. Limley, I'm arresting you on the charge of taking the Da Vinci Code far too seriously.
You're nicked, mate. Come on, lads, let's get this one in the van.
No, I won't go. The truth must be known. I cannot be silenced.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Well, I'd like to say that that's the first time one of my guests has been arrested on air. Oh well, I probably should have seen it coming. Good night.
And that's it.
It's all done. Only 3 sketches for you today, I'm afraid, but they were all outrageously funny, weren't they? Yes. Good. So, hopefully you enjoyed them. If you did, please go to the website and leave a comment.
website is queens-english.blogspot.com, or drop me an email if you don't fancy going to the website, thequeensenglish@gmail.com. Yeah. No, only 3 sketches today because I screwed up a bit and I only started recording this morning. Which I don't usually do. I try to get them done earlier in the week, but this week I was, well, not busy, tired most of the time. So that's all you're getting. Next week I'll be back with more stuff, hopefully. Better stuff, maybe. I don't know. Perhaps it'll be awful. You'll wonder why you ever tuned in the first place. Hopefully not, though. That's not a plan. Okay, anything else before I go? No. I'm just being very, very boring, aren't I? Tell you what, I'll shut up now and go away while you go and enjoy the rest of your lives for another week before I assail you again with my comedy. Good night.